Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss army helmets, dumpster bok choy, and poltergeists. Now play the music, booby. Is it pilling?
This is so fucking like, this is like nice. It's taut.
It's like, his, like, here, it's like his son's uncircumcised penis. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
We'll cut it off.
No, you won't.
Why?
Unless he says he.
Little 99% okay. Alcohol?
Let him decide.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him decide.
His body is
choice. Do you want to snuffle off a kiss forever or do you want to look like daddy?
That's not a. Don't that's give those
same,
options.
That's the same. Those what? Are the same choices I'm going to offer G.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he uncircumcised too?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't know that. You boys. Look
Snuffleupagus
twins. About you? What about you?
He's nipped.
I'm nipped, bro.
Nipped.
Just like you guys.
Growing up in Lynchburg.
That's just how we did it back then.
Wasn't much to do but to get circumcised.
Now it's just for religious reasons or.
I don't know. I think a lot of people born outside of major, you know, areas.
No, I'm saying it's the U.S. did it.
Oh, okay.
And that's really it. And the UK does it a little bit.
You notice that, like, when you see graffiti in the US of, like, a penis, it's usually of a circumcised penis. It's,
oh, definitely.
Always.
It'd be tough. It'd
always.
Be tough
but how
tell.
Do you draw that?
It'd be tough to tell.
Always German helmet style.
I don't know how. Yeah, 100%. 100%. That's the classic penis.
Classic
let me
penis.
Tell you guys about drawing penises. I know a thing or two about drawing a penis here.
We're gonna erase all this and start over.
No. Instead of that, why don't we do this? Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
I refuse to participate in
this. You already is. You're on audio.
And to his
that's
right.
That's recorded.
Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Talking about penises, and there's no way around it now.
German caps, I guess, is what you were calling
it. I said it was a German.
And
German
my name's Jeremy. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
My name's German Helmet Jeremy.
Germ
G-H-J.
Helmet. No, it's not going to stick at all.
W-G-H-J, Jeremy's radio station.
Yeah, my new radio station. Spinoff of Wart. I did want to give you a little shout out to somebody who had a birthday recently.
Me?
Not Danny Tamborelli, but G.
Oh,
happy birthday to your son. Hopefully the festivities were very nice.
Oh, yeah, I told him Jeremy said happy birthday.
Oh, good.
And
he said, why didn't Danny Tamborelli?
We went apple picking, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with apple picking, but
it's expensive now. Those bags are like, they're charging you $30 a bag to grab apples.
Here is a tip for all you thrifty people out there.
Okay.
Bring your own bag.
BYOB.
And you know that place where you can hide your spare tire?
Mm-hmm.
Take the spare tire out and put the apples in there. Then close that place again. They never look in there. And you are headed home.
But they check that place checks apples after you've gone back to your car?
Yeah. You drive out.
And they're like, let me see your bags, sir. That'll be $30, please.
They give you the bags. You fill them up. They charge you by the bag. I don't even know if it has to be full. But like I said, if you secret them in your storage.
Sir, the back of your car looks like it's dragging much more than it was when you came in here. Why is that? And then there's some sort of a juice leaking out of it?
That'd be great if they had like a vehicle scale off to the side. But
smells like Cortland apples to me. Yeah. Pull over, sir.
Oh, it's not. We're not that far upstate. It was Dutchess County. We made a surgical strike on a Sunday morning to go apple picking. Oh, and awesome. G slept on the way. had a great time. He calls it the birthday farm.
Nice.
Slept on the way back. It rained for about 15 seconds. Blew out candles. Found the lighter in my pocket later. Ate a burger. Saw some chickens. Picked some mutsus.
What's that?
Mutsu. It's an apple. Evercrisp.
Mm-hmm.
Macintosh.
Okay. Classic.
The Pink Ladies weren't ready, and I was mad.
Red Delish.
Those are probably my favorite.
We got some Esopus Spitzenberg.
You're just making up names at this point.
No, there are millions of apple varieties. If you want me to start making some up, we had a
great Rasenbergs.
Well, no, we picked some. We picked some Grippos, and we also got some Rheingeists and some 40 Tafts, and also some Taft goodies.
Did you get any beef apples?
There were. There's like an apple with spaghetti on underneath. We had a good time. He was in the hiking backpack, and I think it's going to be the last year of that.
Because he's getting too big for
my 35-pound boy. This is not like a light boy anymore. He's 3 years old, 35 pounds, 12 pounds a year. I'm going to be a millionaire very soon if they keep selling boys at that weight.
Look, if the Ground Round was still doing their pay what you weigh, you'd be a real cheap date.
Ground Round. That was the first place I went in deep on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game where you had to pick, you know, I was third from the left, Raphael.
Oh man.
and what do you call it? Donatello, you're jammed all the way in the corner. It's kind of tough to play.
It's a hard angle.
So I definitely dropped dollars of per diem into the coin slots at the Ground Round in Evanston, Illinois in 1990, working on Home Alone and sharpening my psi skills.
That free money per diem, man.
It just appears. Yeah, when I get per diem, I'm just like, oh, it is free money.
I bought a guitar once.
Ooh.
In a pawn shop because I had $250 of per diem money. And
where were you?
I was in Detroit.
There you go. That's why.
I bought a Xbox 360 in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. You could have bought a house. You could have bought a senator.
Mm-hmm.
So you both fucked up.
True.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I was too young.
No, Dan, you could have bought a house. Think about what it would have been worth now.
I know. It was 1996 or 7. It was during it was a big help. They gave me per diem. I could have donated the guitar, but I was like, fuck it, I'm keeping that shit.
You could have autographed it and donated it. That would have been even nicer. And Jeremy?
No excuse.
I still could have bought a politician.
I still can.
You could have bought Steve Scalise back then. And he's now like the Republican number 3.
Ohio?
Or number 2 of Louisiana.
Oh, right.
Steve Scalise.
You're sticking to Louisiana.
That's where you got the Xbox.
That's where I got...
You numbnuts.
Not only did I get the Xbox, I got an Xbox 3... whatever the first one was.
Xbox Uno?
Yeah, I guess just Xbox.
Xbox, I think.
And then I played it in the hotel for a couple of days, and I'm like... Not going to cut it, because the 360 was out, and everybody... So I took that back, and with more per diem from the next week, and bought an Xbox 360.
So what did you eat in this meantime? That's
a very good question.
You're just taking food home from set each day?
No, kind of. We ate on set twice a day, and then Waffle House was right behind the hotel, so we'd do that. So
who needs per diem when you get cheap Waffle House?
Yeah. So you tried to return the Xbox back to the pawn shop, and they were like, sir, this is smothered, covered, and smashed.
Why is this all greasy?
This is smothered, covered, smashed, upside down, capped, and fried. So we're not going to be able to give you back.
Speaking of capped, I mean, going back to the uncircumcised penises.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's how you go.
You said it was
back.
A German war helmet. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but that's
you can't tell me that capped.
That's an analogy.
Like
that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but I believed capped. Capped was just something that they served at Waffle House.
Yeah, but I bet people have been joking about penises and capped for much longer.
Then they have been joking about Waffle House, I agree.
Yeah. And his
I just don't know why.
I don't know why
you had to bring it back there is where I'm at.
Because we always start these podcasts the most disgusting way possible.
Jeremy Bale and the answer to a callback nobody asked for.
Except me. Oh, gents, it is...
You had a stoop sale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tell us about your stoop sale.
Was it successful?
Did you bring anything to a stoop sale? Because he sent out an email being like, anybody needs
that must
to
have
sell
gone,
anything.
No, no, no. That must have gone to bulk.
Yes, to sell anything.
That must have gone to bulk because I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, he's a great point. What are you going to do? I sent it to the close people who have had, they had a trunk full of shit.
I guess he must have had a geofencing up on his emails.
Did you sell one of my cabinets?
Yeah, they're gone, both of them. $10 a piece. Marla's like, that shit has to go soon. And I'm like, I know. I'm going to tell Danny.
I'm tired.
Anybody needs a base cabinet or two, you know? Like,
I'm tired of having
just one. Just one is for sale. One is for sale.
Oh, it's for sale now. Great.
Yeah, I told you to sell out of that one.
You never did.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway, what'd you sell?
A lot of man boob stuff.
Love the content.
He got rid of all of our fun stuff.
Did you sell the viral video camera?
No, but I sold the wizard costume. Some drunken 22-year-old was ecstatic.
What time were you selling? All day or all night?
Sunday, we went from 9 to 5. Like eight hours.
Did you pay a seventh day?
We didn't pay overtime. But it was good, man. Lots of people, and Tom and Sandra came over and hawked some stuff as well, and sold a whole bunch of man boob goodies.
Did you sell a man boob's dildo?
No, it's still in the closet. Don't you worry about
that. What about the blow-up doll?
No, we don't have it.
Guys, let's save this for the man boobs podcast.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm just curious.
We never, you know? Brett Davis has stole our blow-up doll years ago and has never returned it.
Maybe you could get him on a rental fee and see if he doesn't get you back on a storage fee.
Well, we're going to bring him in for another... Spirits are high, possibly, and he's going to have to answer to that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love him as Santa Claus.
Yeah?
But I like him even better as Father Christmas.
I'd have to see him both.
Does he have an English accent when he does it?
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. 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 But yeah, it was good. Lots of foot traffic.
That's hard not to. You live on a corner.
Yeah. Well, that's not true, because we're a block away from like the main drag, so it's two blocks, actually. So we typically...
We call 6th Avenue residential.
Yeah, this okay.
We'll have to bleep that out.
This is very referential.
Why? Because it's not his address. His address isn't technically on 6th Avenue, so.
Let's just move on from
all
this.
People have to do, all people have to do now is just, you know, go to every stoop sale on 6th Avenue and they'll be able to.
In every state and every city. Every single one.
What city will take you now?
That's right. Oh, boy. Gotta love it. Gents, we're going out on the road soon. I just wanted to pitch this early in the podcast. All right, so we're doing a string of show dates with Laurie Beth Denberg and Danny, and then we're doing the Pete and Pete edition in December. Check out nostalgiapersonified.com for those dates. I'm sorry to pitch it so early, but I think if you haven't heard about these shows, you should get your tickets.
If you think Jeremy pitched it too early, let him know at 347-470-8150.
I'm waiting for Mike to one day just call in. To our own.
I would say love.
Maybe he
love
has.
The voicemail. Love the voice.
How do you know he hasn't? He's an actor. I mean, he can.
Yeah, I did Frankie and Jimmy, and you guys.
Oh,
did
that's both you? Of them. You son of a bitch. Makes sense.
Just this right amount of self-deprecating remarks. You never got it. I'm sure it's Stims. I'm for sure.
Stims?
Stims.
Oh, you think it's Tunag?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I always figured it was him.
Okay.
Maybe we might never know. All we can say is keep calling in.
If you're from Ohio,
makes us laugh.
Call in twice. Anywhere else in the world, please call in three times.
Yep.
We're looking for our first international call.
That is probably true, yeah. But
it's probably free as well.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're...
If you call internationally, send us the bill and with...
Send you the bill.
No, send us the bill. Collectively. We'll split it three ways.
Send you the bill.
We've already decided the majority rules. You're getting the bill.
Oh, wow.
You brought it up.
All right. Well, everybody gets one.
Toll free.
Okay.
Each
country gets, we pay for one phone call from each country in the world.
All right. Kuala Lumpur, you're on the line with Danny. Go for it. We had a nice, not nice, we had a tragic typhoon hitting Japan. I hope everybody there is safe, and if you have some family there or friends, tell them we hope they're safe.
Check in, yeah.
We'll probably have more concrete, declorations of support later. there's an earthquake hit the Philippines.
And California, I believe, today. But just like a baby one.
3.7 in
California. That one was more of a tickle. Yeah. But of course, by the time this gets to air,
who knows?
We support all earthquake victims.
Trump Tower has suddenly become taken over by vines. For some reason, it's just been taken over by vines, and everybody's evacuated, and it's just sucking itself back into the earth.
You mean everybody's making 7-second videos inside the building?
It's taken over by vines that are geolocated.
You should get out, Dan.
Are you trying to say that Jack and the Beanstalk are growing around a big tower?
I was just trying to say that we were creating the news, and I was trying to say something that I would like to see, which is
like Jonathan,
War of the Worlds in it right now.
Like
good
Jonathan
job.
Jonathan Pryce's Raymond Carver character from the terrible Bond film. Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough. I can't remember.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Cool.
Did you watch all the James Bond films?
When I was a little kid, I watched a bunch of them, but
my parents liked them, but
I don't think that you could possibly make every single James Bond story into a movie, but it's a great challenge.
It's a try. Yeah, they've made it to this day. They still try to make money off that name. And boy, do they.
They do.
Yeah.
They're making money.
There's going to be a new...
There's a new Bond, right?
A new Bond, yeah.
Well, yeah, I was a fan of Daniel Craig. It's just that they had great action sequences. They just didn't give much to do. He was like Jason Statham with hair. You know, there wasn't much distinguishing him.
He's fun for action shots, that's it.
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of both actors, actually. And Daniel Craig, Liverpool fan.
Wow.
Want to get him to play Steven Gerrard in a screenplay that I wrote. Yes, it's a biopic. That
are
I
you
not
are writ- you writing one right now?
Not written. No, I have
I think a, you should
get some keynotes down.
I do have some bullet points.
Yeah,
I mean, some bullet points. But I feel like I'm living on the edge right now.
You know, as somebody
put that song in there,
as somebody who was part of a sports movie that was like the Bad News Bears on skates, I would think that you could do something really good if you need help. With the story of, hey, they were scrappy, crappy Liverpool team.
He's just
that
trying
then
to get you to remake D2
big.
For him. Gosh, put him in it.
You know,
how different would your life have been if it was Keanu in Mighty Ducks instead of Emilio Estevez?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know.
And then Emilio did the one much later on.
You
want to
know
on.
Something very weird? Stephen Herrick, who directed the first Mighty Ducks, also directed Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, not Excellent Adventure. Mm.
Tell me the last name again, Stephen.
Herrick.
H-E-R-R-I-C-K. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so. It's been a long time.
Cool.
We run into each other at these reunions once in a while.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, where you get to bank your per diem.
No. They just flew us out. The NHL was nice and flew us out.
Oh, you got
us hotels.
Oh, yeah, you got paid an impression. I forgot you got paid an impression. I can't get paid.
They gave us food. They gave us food. They made sure we were, at least
accommodated.
How many IPAs?
Oh, there were some beers for sure.
What do you think about making our own beer?
We make our own beer?
I mean, sell our own beer. Maybe not make it from scratch, but I think we should
find a brewery that would let us have our own line of beer.
If you think this is a terrible idea, let us know at 347-470-8150. We have already
type of beer.
Given you the gift of the Danny and Mike East Kolsch from the Newburgh Brewing Company that we released last year.
Mm-hmm.
Still got a couple there. Yeah, I still have two left.
I still have two unopened ones, four unopened ones, and I'm going to give two to Sean and Keith, like I said. So still two left.
Yeah, I still have two as well.
Well, I guess when we drink them, we'll have to
You drank
pour
them all.
Out.
You did.
No,
you,
I
man.
Have two left.
You have two left as well?
Yeah.
Man, we should just do it. We should do a Danny and Mike power hour.
Holiday. Yeah.
Holiday that's power
what
hour.
I think we should shotgun them.
No, let's do that.
I think a power hour, you let it last.
I think we
you let it last for a whole hour. You shotgun it, it's gone.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for a whole hour. It's like us.
What do you mean?
We do it every year, though. Oh.
I would think that we could have our own beer, for sure.
Yeah. Can it up, throw some labels on that shit.
Mm-hmm. Let's just talk to Newburgh. They've done it once for us already.
That's true.
I remember having a good time. Where did we finish our tour? Bold City?
Yes.
I was just watching that video of us going around in the shrink wrapping machine.
Hmm. Oh, did we ever post that?
I don't know if we ever did.
Probably.
I didn't.
We should, for Patreon members, we'll upload a video of Mike getting shrink wrapped.
And then Danny and Jeremy joining in the fun.
That's true.
Yeah.
I really wish they had turned the turntable speed up because it would have been funny.
They were afraid.
They didn't want to get sued.
They were really afraid that you were going to go flying.
Who? I was in the center. You two would have gone flying. I was the core. I was at the center of gravity.
You had more shrink wrap on it. You were staying put.
Yeah, okay.
That stuff's got traction.
Yeah.
With my boss today, he's such a details guy. I love him. We rewrapped some banded that had come unbanded.
What is banded?
Banded is like some conductors that will carry up to 200 amps of...
Is it like a pigtail?
Wow,
guys.
It's the girth of the cable.
It's the pigtail.
Oh, okay.
And the banded.
It's
when the banded comes unbanded, your pigtails do not look good.
Sometimes people separate.
They're uneven.
Sometimes people separate the banded because they want to just run it across the street, and it's bad for cars to run over it together as a bundle because they could cut against each other.
Oh, okay.
So this,
especially if you have
this one had been
chains on your tire.
This is Donner Pass type snowstorm territory. Mm.
Ironically, you can put the banded on your tires and use them as chains if you need to.
Yeah, eventually exposing the copper. But the bus.
You gotta ride on
that
a
stuff
bit.
Together today. Ooh. Yeah, we found some stray unbanded banded and rebanded it.
Does that constitute busy work?
No, you got to do it. It's like...
That's maintenance.
Well, no, exactly. If you don't, it makes your job harder.
Right.
It's like if you got Japanese artisans to build your house in the traditional way,
yeah,
like half the workday would be spent maintaining their tools and cleaning them and sharpness and stuff like that. So it wouldn't get built as quickly as you want it to.
Right.
I don't know.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's not true. Look at your face.
It's true.
Yeah?
Fact check it.
First fact check.
Hey man, I got a guy over here just came over from the States. He can do this twice as fast, and I'm not paying him to sharpen his knives and make sure his drill bits are good.
He might be using inferior materials and different type of joinery. You know what I mean? Like these guys might be doing hand cut dovetails the whole
time. I would say, can't you do the maintenance on your own time, pal? That's what I would say.
No, we're getting paid to maintain equipment that the company rents.
No, I'm saying for you. I'm talking about the Japanese architect.
Artisan.
I just learned nothing came up with that web search, but I did learn that every 20 to 30 years, they just tear down houses and start over in Japan.
I didn't know that.
What?
It says, an unusual feature of Japanese housing is that houses are presumed to have a limited lifespan and are generally torn down and rebuilt after a few decades.
What is this going to do to the mortgage?
Say that to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, with the most excellent 1900 colonials hanging around.
With all the ghosts. That's probably why they do it, to get all this.
Oh, they got to evict the ghosts. You got to get a spiritual.
Yeah, medium.
Spiritual city marshal.
Yeah.
To put the sticker on their door.
Sir, this house has been up for 25 years, and we think there's about 3 to 4 ghosts in here. Got to go.
Yeah, it's
gotta
useful.
Let them go.
Its useful life is reduced to certain phantasms, and you're not going to make it.
Again, that's another cultural difference, because isn't like part of the whole ghost in the house poltergeist scenario is that people like redo an old home and the ghosts are pissed that they stir up old bad juju.
Oh man,
I think that would be a billion dollar
idea.
Okay, what?
Poltergeist meets a Flip This House show. That's $1 billion. You get more and more pissed at this renovator each time till something really terrible happens to them.
One of my friends posted a picture on Instagram yesterday that was just like a house for sale sign.
Yeah.
It was the house, and it said house for sale. And then where it would say like,
realtor,
whatever, like in lease, now leasing or blah, blah. It just said not haunted.
Yeah.
And she just wrote, I don't believe it. If you have to say it's not haunted, probably haunted.
Yeah, yeah. I've been...
My not haunted t-shirt is raising a lot more questions that should be answered by my shirt.
Marla loves the ghost shows, and they just did one of Lynchburg. I think we talked about that on one of these.
Ohio?
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, the house that my friend grew up in, I would go there and listen to like Wu-Tang with him, and we'd be up in his... That's the house that they just had on this TV show. Anyway, did I talk about that on an episode of the past? No.
Is it Ghost of Killer Bees? What are you getting at?
It's... No. But apparently, whoever lives there now...
Old Dirty Bastard haunts that house.
There's a Ghost of Face Killer?
Oh, Ghost... You have to get out, too.
Yeah, that was bad. No, but we watch a ton of these shows, and there's one... I don't remember.
Why?
It's entertainment. I think it's just like anything else, watching sports, watching anything else. It's funny. I mean, the show that we watch the most, I can't remember the name of it. I'll look it up. But
Ghost Hunters.
They have two separate.
Ghost Adventurers.
You're getting close.
Ghost.
Ghost Explorers.
Ghost Brothers. And then you watch Ghost. Literal, the movie, Ghost.
Ghost Property. Just cut in. Ghost Property Brothers, I think, is going to be the name
of my
show.
Next big thing.
Ghost Property Hunters.
You should shoot that sketch. That's great.
Brothers.
But anyway, they have two separate parties. One is like a medium psychic type deal, and then the other one is an investigator.
Large psychic.
And they don't talk.
They
don't talk to each other between the two investigations. Mm-hmm. And then they come together in the episode, and then typically...
They have a Venn diagram of the things they both said and then the things that were way off on either side.
Typically, this lady nails it. And she's like, every time she'll guess exactly, and he'll find the historical figure that he thinks that ghost is. And she says, well, I see this old grumpy man spitting out...
You got Andrew Jackson.
And yeah, exactly. But it's very entertaining, and I wish I could remember the name of it right offhand, but it does definitely have Ghost in the name.
When I was out in Nevada, excuse me.
You're good.
We stayed at this hotel. Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
The Mitzvah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, man, I think dad brain hardcore right now, so I don't know what's going on.
I think the Martin Van Buren marshmallow episode is definitely an effort to evoke that same brand of humor.
Interesting.
A presidential ghost, you know, like old froofy white guy,
right?
In a new
Van Buren mutton chops,
but exactly mutton chops, but in a new milieu, fish out of water. You know what I mean? In this case.
How many Simpsons?
Yeah, it's like weird. In Lynchburg, Ohio, Andrew Jackson's house is?
That would be U.S. Grant.
No.
Right?
Grant? Ulysses? No, Taft.
Taft. I'm a bad Ohioan. Anyway, there's no ghost in the title. It's called The Dead Files.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should check it out. I'm just saying.
There's one called Ghost Adventurers or Ghost Hunters or something.
And Ghost Adventurers.
They have those weird, like...
Called Ghost Adventurers.
They have all these, like, stupid things that are like, look.
Yeah.
Here's this thing that we have that will let the dead talk to us and send phrases into the box that says
it's
like,
a speak and spell.
Oh, get out.
You mean a spirit box?
Get out.
I got one.
Scary.
You're weird.
You're hell. Like they're just like they just throw like 10 or 12 like words that would scare you and they pop up.
The thing I don't understand is they do have these things that they call spirit boxes, which is sort of like that, and it just makes a bunch of staticky noise, and then
right,
all of a sudden you'll hear
through the white
David.
Noise
or like
yeah,
you know
right.
You'll just hear random words
Jojo,
but what is that scanning? It has to be scanning like a radio signal, right? That's
you know, who knows,
and it's just catching
never know.
Microwaves
could be no, but that's I'm just saying, like, I would think that would be
shortwave radio.
Yeah, exactly. Or CB or FM or AM or XM.
You got to be some kind of loser to walk around with a box that says things like
easy.
Get out.
Easy.
Get out.
I have 6 ghost apps.
Well, that's what I mean. That's I'm pointing to Jeremy as a loser.
So, the first one, Ghost Detector, Spirit Box.
We used Ghost Detector. M2. We used Ghost Detector.
Oh, yeah.
In the second episode of The Adventures
that's,
of Danny
that's
and Mike.
Right.
Weird New Jersey.
Yep. With the legendary Chris Gethard, which I still believe that we brought something back with us, which is since gone, luckily. But I would bank on that.
It left handprints on this.
You know, you can blame all sorts of things. For whatever you want to blame things on, Jeremy.
That's
you know what I mean.
Wasn't yeah. What
you
kind
could
of
say that, it,
that.
I'm just saying.
Garth,
we could just say we could have just had some bad months, but we decided to pin it on some you know fictional ghost.
Right. That's true,
Jeremy. What is it? 85 degrees in here. 86.
86, dude.
86.
Getting hot in here, bro.
Yeah, I gotta cover those pipes up.
Take it.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation.
If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Off. I almost wore that shirt today. Very close to wearing it.
I figured you might.
For the non-Patreon watcher, he's wearing a monster shirt. Monster, what is it? Cranes? Lifts?
They're cranes.
Yeah.
And it's got a great state emblem of
remotes.
New Jersey on the
That's
back.
That's what it is.
It's a remote.
Remotes.
That's right.
I met the guy at Edmund's wedding, actually. Shout out to whatever, I can't remember his name is, but...
Oh, Mr. Monster?
Yeah, the guy, I guess one of the guys that owns the place or something. He was in, when I was up at Edmund's wedding, he had a monster shirt on. I was like, oh, or something. I was like, an elementary shirt.
He was working the wedding?
No, he was just drinking beer at a local tavern. And he had one of those shirts on. And
it'd be weird if that's what he was wearing to the wedding.
That would be
that
cool.
Black t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be cool. I'd be cool if he was working the wedding too, and Edwin just needed to have a crane shot.
Yeah,
for the
just
wedding.
One big crane shot. That makes sense.
Get him there 2 hours before.
Give him a time and a half. You know, after eight.
Takes
double time after 10.
This place that we've been working out in, out Long Island. Has like a lot of weddings, which is where I got that picture of the Wine Mom font.
Oh yeah,
for you.
I love that. That was a wonderful tweet.
It's definitely not. No shortage of weddings this weekend coming, the preceding and coming up as
this
well.
This is high time, man.
Yeah, they needed
it's
us
the
out.
High season.
They needed us out of there quickly. So we did. So we skedaddled.
Did.
Yeah, we worked hard and we skedaddled out of there.
You did the week, and then they do the weekend.
Some Dutch door action.
Get some hitching.
Do you have to go back there?
We're on hiatus for a couple weeks now.
Okay.
So I can fix my car and rebuild my life. You remember I rear-ended a young lady in East Orange.
Oh, right.
So I got to get some body work on myself.
But the battery is okay.
The battery did not explode. I think it's in the back or something.
No, that's what I thought. That's what I'm asking you.
No, he rear-ended somebody. Do you know how cars work?
No. I thought he was rear-ended.
Got it.
This is a great episode, guys.
when I'm done doing that, I'll try and do the Halloween costume real quick.
Can you give any hints?
No, Gerard wants to go back to last year's costume, which is a construction worker. Got something else in mind.
Okay.
And still working
on it. So you're going to force your idea onto G because
I don't know how many episodes of the A team you've seen, but sometimes BA doesn't want to fly and they still end up flying every single time.
So you just fill in
what you need to from there. You just fill in the blanks from there.
You never cease to amaze me.
Knuckles gripped on the seat of the helicopter.
Son, let me tell you about a little something I learned from the A team, but first drink your milk and we'll talk. I had a milk experience.
What does that mean?
I had a milk experience. My fridge is too cold and the milk froze.
Oh.
So I thought last time this happened, the thing exploded inside my fridge.
Oh.
Like last winter.
You
the
must
thing
had
exploded
a
inside.
Pretty full jug of milk for that to explode, I would think.
Yeah.
Really expand that much?
This time I got lucky because it was also a full thing of milk, but only part of it froze. but part of it froze enough to like nudge the
plastic or paper,
nudge the cap off the top. So it was just like a little leaky. And then I had to thaw the milk. The milk had like ice in it. So the milk froze. I don't know how many other people this happens to. If you think this happened, if this has happened to you, let us know at 347-470-8150 and enter special code milk freeze.
I've done that with seltzer, you know, like, hey, I'm going to chill down a seltzer real quick. And
no,
then it turns into a hard as a rock with the lid popped open. I've done that with beers. Definitely beers. No
slug
milk.
Beers. You ever frozen a slug beer?
No, I want to do a slug beer shirt. I think that's that. I think we should do that. I have notes for the Patreon watcher.
I see it.
There's some notes behind here of potential ideas.
Don't show them all of your secrets, Jeremy.
I spike shirt. That's a. And then Ohio is our jug handle, which was a Mike Marona classic line.
Ohio is our jug handle.
I'm not even sure what that means, but I like it.
Meaning that we always have to go through it.
Or that we like drinking beer there.
I don't drink beer with a jug handle out in Ohio often.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you're missing out.
Find me a beer can that has a jug handle, and I'll drink it.
How about I'm thinking more of a...
$1 billion?
No.
$1 billion idea.
Yeah, that's like a $100 idea at best. What about you and the boy?
There's too many $1 billion ideas. There's too many billionaires, period. So we should maybe turn this back, dial this back down to multi-million dollar idea. No, we don't want to be part of the $1 billion class.
Well, there's three of us, so it's only going to be 333 million tops.
Oh, okay.
We'd never.
You've sold me.
I'd like to think that if that were to happen,
I'd like to put a cap on our earnings
at 33%.
Yeah,
I'd like to think that would happen. That we would be better billionaires than most, even though we wouldn't be billionaires. Most, just because that we've lived life on the outside of that for so long.
If you'd like to join our Patreon tier at the one billion dollar
level,
you know, it's fine.
It's Patreon /
Danny and Mike with the and spelled out.
We'll come to you.
Bill Gates looking at you.
We'll change all the laws around you. We'll give you lots of money back.
This is starting to sound like a Ponzi scheme. You give us a bunch of money. Oh, right. We'll give you some of that money back.
Dude, let's buy the Mets.
We should
Speaking of Ponzi schemes, I think that's what we should do with our billions.
I would buy the Mets.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Would be good. It might not be great, but it would be good.
I think it would be great.
I mean, with that attitude, you can't walk into the ownership of the Mets with that attitude.
I would be the ownership of the Mets.
We would be the ownership of the Mets. I'm not in this. Well, I mean, I'll do concessions.
You buy the tribe. We could carry around.
He's a Red. He's a Red.
Cincinnati Reds.
We could carry around clickers like garage door openers, and
that's a Pete and Pete. That came from Pete and Pete.
I'm saying we could carry around garage door opener.
I just went around riding my bike, pressing all of the buttons.
But we could carry ones around that made the home run apple go up whenever we wanted to.
That's sweet.
If we were Mets ownership.
I like that. We could just have a webcam.
Hey, check this out. Watch this.
Does an apple raise in the stadium when nobody's looking?
Does it make a sound?
Who was that? We were at a party once where there was a guy who had a thing on his app where he could change the colors of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I remember that.
Who the fuck was that?
Is that true?
It's too elite. I can't tell you.
I know. It really is. Like,
you're not allowed to know. It was your boy, Edmund.
It was at Edmund's, wasn't it?
So Edmund.
Check this out.
I just hacked into it. Or he is the keeper of the LEDs, is what you're saying?
I don't know. All I know is that you got to be some kind of socialite to have an app that can change the Empire State Building colors. Mm. And why the hell wasn't I talking to that person more that night at that party?
Because you own the Mets, dude. You got to live that down first.
Ugh.
So let's pay off Bobby Bonilla. I think that's the first thing we would do is buy out his contract.
Or just read
it. It's kind of crazy that like they just let that go.
I think it's crazy that there's both a National Cupcake Day and a National chocolate cupcake day, which is what today is.
That doesn't make any sense. But you have to, it's cupcake day is cupcake day. Right. You can't be specific with it. You're going to be,
but there's
this
also
is cookie
Bobby,
day. This is Oreo cookie day.
Also
this
a Bobby
is vanilla wafer day. Like, fuck that.
Day every year when he gets paid. It's like May 1st or whatever.
Right.
There's always a Bobby Bonilla day, and I think we could knock that one right off the calendar if we bought him out. Mm. Pay him off.
Why don't you give him a job, man? He used to be a good hitter. Give him a hitting coach job or something. Say, we'll even this out somehow.
Why would you want to get a job when you're getting
That's
paid
true.
$1 million every year to do absolutely fucking nothing?
That's valid. How much of that do you think he gets?
$1 million.
No, he doesn't get all that.
Yeah.
He after taxes? I bet taxes take, what, $300,000 of that?
Why not?
Still
tax the, in conclusion, tax the rich more and tax Bobby Bonilla extra. And tax the Wilpons more.
I wonder,
than, more
I do
anyone.
Wonder though, what, if he gets you know, you get like a
audited
lottery tax,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, lump sum.
Like winnings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That just, you know, there's not like you worked for it. This is a winning, so the government takes more. So I bet he gets.
I don't think so because it's deferred salary.
Just capital gains, guys.
Okay. I was going to bring up a minute ago, are you doing a costume or a Halloween outing this
I don't
year
know.
With the little child?
My aunt got a lion costume that I have to go to Long Island to pick up.
Oh no.
I also have a Superman onesie with a Velcro cape. Ooh. I'm not sure I'm into that either.
I mean,
you could pick up a lot of stuff with that Velcro cape.
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. There's a fun thing going on at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden on Sunday that he could be paraded around in his Halloween costume in addition to beer and cider tasting and Ooh. Kombucha tasting.
Is that this coming or?
It's this Sunday.
Oh, man. Huh.
Yep.
Let's do it.
So for the people who are listening,
let's do it.
It'll already be after you. You'll have already heard this and it'll be way
It was
done.
A good time.
It was a great time.
Turns out it was a lot of fun.
Got drunk on kombucha.
Yeah. Let's go. We'll ride bikes.
You can't ride bikes in the Botanic Garden.
To get there, I meant.
Oh.
They have a bike rack out front, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do, yeah. Yes.
I can picture it, actually.
You can?
I want to go. I was telling Marla I want to go to the museum, the Brooklyn. I haven't been there in a long time.
What does this lion costume look like?
It's what you would think a lion costume would look like. It's a big, fluffy onesie, zip-up with a tail and a hood and a mane.
Adele just sewed G a costume. It looks like Garfield.
Ah.
Put a zipper in it. She put a zipper in it. I think the head is separate. I hope they're not also together like a true onesie.
Yeah, my son's not going to get any of that.
What's the over under?
Kate and I are not going to. The over under of him shitting in the costume?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's high.
He's been pretty good. Blowouts
really?
Have been pretty lax.
Plus
although
could,
it did happen today, and
plus
I had
you could
to
put vents.
I had to clean out his.
True.
We got this Zen sleep sack.
You had
you know
to
what
muck.
That is?
You had to muck out his stables.
He's a.
I offered you a Zen sleep shack for him.
No, you didn't.
I said I'd hook up the
my sleep sack.
No, I'd hook up. I was going to tie the hammock to these pipes, which I
no,
sold at the art sale.
No.
Yeah, he didn't want his son to die of. No. Of
you
hyperthermia
you
when
you
overheat.
You can be yeah. doing that 100%. Like, if you put it right from here to
no,
here, it's
no.
a huge hammock.
Ain't
you,
happening.
He wouldn't roll
nope.
around.
Nope. Nope. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
No, I do.
He's flipping over, bro.
Not in that thing, he wouldn't.
Okay.
MCs act like they don't know.
A Zen sleep sack is like a...
Like that you won't let me hang your baby from
no,
the pipes.
I won't let you hang my baby from the pipes, no. It's got a little, like, weight on the chest, so it's like... Somebody's always holding his chest to like keep him calm to like go to sleep, and it makes him like roll over on his side and like kick his feet up.
Was this messing up the sleep thing?
No, it's supposed to help for sleep, and it yeah. has been helping. But I don't think anything's helping sleep regression. That's
he
happening
does,
right now.
He does the
he cannot
the
sleep
Zen
more than a half hour before he like wakes up, and he's getting like overtired. And then when you're overtired, you can't fall asleep because he's jacked up. And it's just like this vicious cycle that's happening.
Milk drunk?
No, milk drunk won't do it. Oh, milk drunk will do something about it, but then like if you pick him up to put him in the bassinet.
Hair trigger, babe. Hair trigger.
Bye. Mm. Bye now.
Jeremy, so why don't you get a fun. Cat?
Like I'm allergic. Horribly allergic.
Why don't you get a dog?
I have a dog.
What do you mean?
Her name's
you
Muffet.
You have a partial
She's
dog.
On her Halloween shirt.
You have like a dog share.
Yeah, it's a dog share.
You have a dog share, but I'm saying now that you and Marla live here, you should get a dog. Not to say that Danny doesn't deserve all of this sleepless nights to himself. You should have to get up and help a dog shit at 5
and
in the morning.
And that's exactly what Muppet did twice last week.
Gosh.
4 a.m. was barking at the door while I'm in there sleeping.
Yep. Why? Because other dogs were out shitting, so she felt she needed
to.
Someone was probably fucking around at his door.
Maybe she has sleep regression.
Hey, I heard there's a stoop sale with a sweet base cabinet.
I can't wait. I'm going to be first in line to get it.
I'm stocking this one out. I'm going to be here.
We booked a Danny and Mike Nostalgia Personified in my old college stomping grounds.
Yeah.
On the 11th of December, we're going to be at the Iron Horse, which is like one of the most classic.
Northampton, Massachusetts, if you're into cider, donuts, and syrup and all that stuff.
Oh, man.
Legal weed.
We will definitely be hanging there. But when I was booking the show, I screwed up the date, and I sent an email, and he was like, "Are you sure that's the right date?" And I wrote back, "I'm sorry, I'm having dad brain, and my son's not sleeping, and I'm not doing too good." And he goes, "I got a 15-year-old dog who paces constantly at night. I think I can relate." I just wrote back.
Paces?
Like, you know, he just like doesn't go to sleep.
He's about to have puppies. Uh-huh.
So I just wrote back. I was like, "Yeah, man, you know, sleep problems, probably has some, you know, bathroom issues, and constantly you have to reassure the dog and the baby that you still love them and you're going to be right back, even if you're just going into another room."
If only you could bring your son to the vet.
I mean, I bring my son to the doctor, which is a vet for
humans. Yeah, that's not working. I don't know where to go with that, to be completely honest.
You don't. That's what I'm saying. You
I'm
should
just
get
trying
a dog.
To say that I was
should get
trying
a dog
to,
so you can be more.
I was
sleep
commiserating
deprived.
By saying, "Hey, your 15-year-old dog is the same as my 4-month-old baby."
Yeah, and that's somewhat correct. Yeah, absolutely.
But if I walked into the room and saw my wife breastfeeding the other one, it would be weird.
That would be weird.
That's a family meeting.
I'm going to go out and just say it, okay? Because you went there. We were somewhere and
I heard it.
Alfred, he didn't do a good job.
I had to say this out loud after I read it.
Oh, did you?
Go ahead. I had to read the sentence. I had to read the sentence out loud after I read it online.
What do you mean?
Go ahead.
No. The sentence. Oh, that's different. That's different. But yes, on Twitter, I posted something that Kate said to Alfred while he was breastfeeding, which was, "No, that is not pizza cheese. That's my nipple baby."
Okay.
I wrote a song.
But a couple weeks before, he didn't do a good job deflating the boobs of milk.
Draining
them.
Can't believe you're going to talk about this.
I don't care.
Lactation talk like every
That's
episode
true.
Now.
Do we?
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually dudes, but yeah, keep going.
I mean, all I'm saying is that it was in a pinch and I had to drain it with my mouth. So I used the left boob the way that Alfred would, but I drained it.
Jeremy.
And then I washed it afterwards to make sure that, you know, we weren't.
Well, that's a good man.
If you want to hit delete on the.
No, I don't care.
On the episode now.
It happens.
And I'll just talk to Dan like,
hey,
it's
man.
Totally natural.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, look, it was the only time I've ever tasted breast milk and it was sweet.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Sorry.
Is that,
I had to do it.
Do you think that's something? Did you have to do it?
I had to do it. Because she didn't have a breast pump.
And what? You were on a carpet? What?
What's that?
You had to.
Look, my wife had mastitis, man. So I got to worry about things not being drained properly.
You were.
So it was in a pinch.
Medically.
And she said,
I really
need you to do this. Can you do this for me? And I said, yes.
That changes everything because.
I didn't do it. I didn't just say, hey, let me do it.
Hey, let me.
I was asked. What are you getting?
I mean, it makes sense. That I thought you
Jeremy,
were just
are
like.
Are you drawing a diagram?
No, I'm.
You want me to show you? I'm
stuff.
Like sweating profusely
no,
now.
I know
because
you're nervous.
I'm like nervous to say that out loud. Yeah,
TMZ.
I drank.
I'll sell you.
I drank booby milk from the source.
Jesus God.
You weren't able to do that?
No, we all. Well, for obviously reasons.
Right.
No, I don't. But also, when I was born, I did. So I have.
Yes, we all have a theory.
Not necessarily.
Most of us have.
There are some people. The person next to us, when Kate gave birth, we had to share a room.
Was a cyborg.
And that woman, they said, "Are you breastfeeding?" She's like, "Nope, take the baby away. You can just formula right from day one."
Hmm. Oh,
like,
yeah. That
some people
yeah,
were just like, "No, no booby. No booby milk."
Right. I don't want to hear one more thing about me FaceTiming my girlfriend while on the toilet, because that is
no.
another category.
No, it's not.
No.
Not at all.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How?
Why? Because there have always been baby daddies and boobs and milk. There has not always been FaceTime.
And
all right?
Poop.
It's disgusting. No,
together.
It's yeah, not, though.
It is.
I don't know.
It is.
It is.
It's if you
have an opinion
like,
on
I
that,
really like that you
give
brought
us a call.
That back.
347-470.
I'm happy that you brought that back, because it just feels like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders.
Not.
It's not a weight. No. That's a turd.
Oh, no.
Jeremy, maybe you could put a little poll online to see who thinks
which is
worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I get
that
one's like maternal.
The short end of that.
That you, look, know, you don't want her to.
It's
to have
one's maternal
yeah.
and one's fecal. And
one's maternal,
nothing,
one's fecal.
And one's got nothing to
and
do.
And one's
with.
Technological, and one is just OG, simple machine style.
Oh God! Stop saying things.
Yeah. What?
Both of you.
Simple
stop.
Machine style because
both
I'm,
of you stop
because
saying
I'm using
things.
I'm
did
using
you,
primal
did you do
instinct.
This? Did you go?
No, I didn't.
Because that's
didn't.
What a breast pump sounds like.
No, I didn't know.
How do you
our
know
breast
what
pump's
a,
very quiet.
How do you know what a breast pump sounds
I have,
like?
You know, tons of nieces and nephews. I've heard that shit before.
Then they must have some backwards-ass fucking Southern
actually,
Ohio breast pumps.
Our
they
truck,
make that
they,
kind of noise.
I think they're powered by bellows or the Ohio River, depending upon where they're closer.
Good
if you put enough grippos into the...
Mm.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a good brand.
It's a very
brand.
Good brand.
It's a brand yeah. we don't hate.
It's a brand we don't
along
hate.
With Polar Seltzer, another brand we don't
it's one
hate.
Of my favorite types of apple, the Grippos.
The Crips.
The Cincinnati Blues.
Nope.
The Ruddy Taffs.
I still like beef apples.
Ruddy but. Taffs. A Ruddy Taffs apple sounds disgusting.
It's when you bite into it, the flesh is still completely red. That's why it's called a Ruddy Taff. Also, it's a 300-pound apple. That's why it's also called Ruddy Taff.
Well, gents, I don't know if we can top the discussions today.
I can.
Oh.
I certainly can.
Okay.
You know where we have both worked at the stage, Silver Cup East.
Sure.
And you know how there's a kind of a vegetable warehousing concern just across the street.
Yes. Disgusting.
What?
Do you know where I'm going?
No, but go ahead.
Vegetable warehouse what?
Warehousing concern where they sort of like they bring in lots of food in boxes and then they
but specifically
then
like
they break it up and then they send it other places and just they hold a lot of food.
Okay.
A lot of food shows up there in boxes, you know, the produce boxes that are
right.
identical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a distribution for.
So yeah. The other day I stopped off over there to go get an ID card that I had left and I found this dumpster waist high with bok choy, and I'm not going to say I jumped in to test how high waist high was. So let's just say it was shoulder high with bok choy, a little bit off the ground.
Okay,
just full, and then right next to it,
don't do it.
Was it right next to it was a dumpster with all these gourds, and then just like one of the pumpkins that looks like it's a super droopy gourd. It's like it's like the gray green monster gross.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I'm going to take this upstate and sell it for $35.
But you did not.
I didn't.
I thought
I,
got my
you, I was
sure.
waiting. I was waiting for
thought
you to
for
be
sure
like, I saw
you were going in that dumpster.
I saw that it was, you know, waist high bok choy.
I microwaved
and I looked
it,
a little
yeah.
bit. I looked a little suspect, but. I grabbed some, made a stir fry at home, and then I shat profusely for 3 days.
No.
Because usually if vegetables are in the dumpster, maybe there was a serious problem, or maybe people just don't eat enough bok choy around here.
Dumpster diving is okay. If you want to dumpster dive this dumpster, it's right over the green. It's right over the Greenpoint Avenue Bridge.
That's call
right.
us at 347-470-8150, and
not
we will give
sure.
you the address.
Yeah,
that's where
if
you
didn't
going.
Get, if you didn't get any kind of diseases from this dumpster, let us know. 347-470-8150.
All about 50.
You were a dumpster diver.
I used to be a dumpster diver, yeah.
I dumpster dove for porn in sixth grade, seventh grade behind Krausers.
That's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was different. It was different. Think about that. They're like, oh, it's a new month. We got new magazines. Here's something we didn't sell. Let's throw them in the dumpster and hope the 12-year-old pubescent kids.
You just open up that side door that's just perfectly sized for you and be like, oh, Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
I definitely went in the dumpster at the public school across the street from us, but that was just because the handball got knocked in there, you know, when you were throwing it. So it bounced in there and it always had that side. And it was just, sometimes. Oh,
we did the Frito-Lay factory. We did Trader Joe's. We were in bagel shops. They just put out huge bags of bagels in the night. If you're poor and young and in college, man, that's good eating.
I threw out a lot of bagels in my time as a bagel boy employee.
Yeah. But boy, you served a bunch too.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Talk character.
Yeah.
I would take a whole, like, garbage bag full of bagels up on a Sunday if I was going back up to college, just so all of our friends, we could all just eat like good bagels for like
just
a couple
get stoned
days.
And like everybody eats bagels.
Yeah, really.
Everybody.
Yep.
Yeah. CBD cream cheese.
Yeah. There you go.
And
those bagels were full of weed because we used to do gravity bong hits in the kettle back there.
I'm worried about you.
The kettle or the walk-in?
No, we'd smoke weed in the walk-in box for sure, but the kettle. That
where they
boil the bagels.
Yeah.
Not when we were using it as such, but we would take those big Gatorade bottles. Oh, that's what we do. We just cut the bottom, make our little bowl, fill it up. Sorry, Rob Goldberg.
Wow.
Yeah, true story.
Busted.
Never heard of that before. Yeah,
Statue of limitations is up on that, guys.
Yeah, you blew up your other guy's spot, the drug driving guy's spot. You totally snitched on him, too. Who else?
Drunk driving spot?
The like, four episodes back.
Who was drunk driving?
You let the cat out of the bag
You were 14.
Oh, right. I forgot to tell that.
See how easy,
two for two.
See how easy
look,
that
I can't,
was?
I can't remember, man. I'm sorry, guys. Dad brain is real. I didn't really think this would ever happen. I've smoked enough weed in my life, and I remember everything. So I thought I'd be good.
Good for you.
Just take 4 months of not getting the best sleep of that I've ever gotten, and I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Sure you can.
I don't know what I did yesterday.
You dumped your dive.
No, I didn't.
For bagels.
No.
What do you think, gents? Should we wrap this up and get out of here?
Yeah, we're part of the Last Podcast Network.
Oh, we are part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Or check out any of their other amazing shows on the network.
We got merchandise you can go to, shop.dannyandmike.
Halloween shirt. If you order this week, you will still get it in time for Halloween. Yeah, Mike's wearing it right now.
Yeah, you will.
I
would be if it weren't 87 degrees in here. Oh, definitely.
It's 88 now.
God damn.
Yeah. You're the only two that ever complained about that.
Summer in the city.
What's that?
That it's hot in here.
We're gingers.
Why? Because
I don't know why.
It makes no sense to me.
We're more sensitive to temperature changes.
I mean, they'll say it's warm, but it's not.
But they're professional, you're saying?
Yeah,
they don't talk about it on air? Fucking bastard.
No, I think that it's just more like somebody who just walks by the Gowanus Canal once, as opposed to somebody who rides their bike past it every single fucking day.
Yeah. All right. Check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/DannyMike with the N spelled out. Also, as I pitched before in the show, shop.dannymike.com will have all this great new Halloween gear that you can get. If you order this week, you can still get it for Halloween and show your Danny and Mike pride.
Love.
And go to nostalgiapersonified.com and buy tickets for our shows.
Big time. Big time.
A lot of fun stuff coming up.
Lots of shows.
We'll see you there.
And you can find this guy at Michael C. Marona on the Twitter. Danny's at D. Tamborelli on the Twitter and at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram.
You got it.
And I'm at Remy Balin on most things. At Jeremy Balin on the Instagram. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
I'll try to remember what I say next time, guys. I'm sorry.
God, I'm sweaty.
Okay.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.